This is Andrew Dudit, W-I-T-Y, and today we're speaking with Barbara Ochoa. She's native of Danville. Now she's out of the San Francisco area, and we're going to talk to her a little bit about her charity, the P. Luna Foundation, and its upcoming campaign for Male Abuse Awareness Week this December 1st through 8th. Can you tell us a little bit about the annual campaign and what it entails?
Okay, the Male Abuse Awareness Campaign, the only thing I can compare it to is like the Breast Cancer Awareness Campaign. Everybody knows what the pink ribbons are. Their campaign is basically, with awareness and all of October, their message is get mammograms. And that's their only message. So our message for Male Abuse Awareness Week is for young men who were victims of child abuse, who seek treatment, break the silence, go get help. Because basically nobody survives child abuse unscathed. You know, nobody gets out of it without some sort of lasting damage. Even if they think they're okay, and they might appear outwardly fine. You know, a lot of times victims of child abuse, they either suffer from some sort of addiction to cover up their pain, or some sort of anxiety, depression problems, and then on the worst case scenario, they have a lot of anger issues, and sometimes they continue the cycle of abuse. Sometimes they go into violent crime, or, you know, they commit suicide, or there's a lot of myriad of problems, you know, if they don't get help. So what we do is we are about changing the social stigma and lightening that stigma and making it easier for guys to talk about, make it more socially acceptable. We promote the cause as a whole. So, you know, our message is, let's talk about males being abused, not just focus on females. That's kind of the gist of what we do. And we have a recognizable, you know, mascot. We have a little mom man. He's like this little hip-hop-looking character, and we have a logo for him, and we have merchandise and, you know, different things. So our brand is becoming quite recognizable.
I know that you mentioned that male abuse is the concentration. So why did you pick male abuse as opposed to child abuse or male-female? What made males stand out for your campaign?
Well, because when I got into the child abuse world quite a few years ago, I saw that there was this huge gap and neglect of, you know, males in terms of domestic violence, in terms of child abuse, and it just seemed like there was so much services and so much available for the females. There wasn't anything hardly available for the males, and abuse goes down in cycles through families, and, you know, and it goes down from generation to generation and generation, and the way to stop that is to get somebody in that link and get them the help that they need so they don't continue that cycle of abuse. And you got to do the math. I mean, if you can help a young man to not become abuser, he won't grow up to abuse people in his life. He won't grow up to, you know, sexual assault, child molestation, and things like that, because that perpetuates even more abusers down the line through the cycle of abuse. Unfortunately, statistically, you know, males are the ones that do a lot of these, at least violent and sexual crimes, and we have to, by ignoring this issue, it's not helping society. I mean, if you go into any of the penal systems, a lot of these men will say that they were abused or neglected as children, and they never had anybody to talk to, they never had any help, and that anger, you know, it manifests. It's going to manifest one way or another, whether it's addiction or whatever, it was just too neglected an aspect of our cause. I feel like the way that we're doing it, we're going to inoculate the problem. Instead of treating, you know, counseling victim after victim after victim, let's stop making victims. Let's get to the source of why they became victims, get to the root of the problem, and that is these young guys, they just need help. They need someone to talk to. They need to feel like it's okay to talk about it. And if they feel like it's okay to talk about it, they're more likely to seek help. And there's a lot more services these days out there, all kinds of services. And even the domestic violence world is starting to, you know, recognize the need for shelter space for women and things like that. That kind of sums it up.
So it's really about trying to help males get the help and understand that everybody needs help. It's not about sucking it up or being macho or being the man. It's more about being human and understanding that everybody needs help.
It's also about making people that provide services male victims, that they don't, you can't treat a male victim the way you can a female. There's too many differences in the way that they behave, the way that they perceive the world. The confidentiality aspect is crucial. You know, you can't just throw them in the mix with the females. They don't respond to treatment the way that females do. They won't accept treatment the way that females do openly. They have to be handled a different way. And I think that, the psychological community is starting to recognize that, you know, if we're going to really effectively help these guys, we have to kind of figure out what they need and what they'll accept in terms of help. And the confidentiality is so big with them. I mean, it's like if anybody knows what happens, it's this vulnerability. They don't want to show vulnerability. It's taboo, you know. Oh, men don't get raped. Boys don't get raped. And the public needs to be educated on that aspect, I believe.
For Male Abuse Awareness Week, you're kicking off this year's week with a benefit concert in Van Nuys, California on December 1st. Can you tell us a little bit about who's headlining that and what you'll be raising funds for?
The benefit concert on December 1st in the San Fernando Valley, which is in the Los Angeles area, Van Nuys. We have a couple of headliners. We have L.A. Velvet. They've written songs for the Kardashians. They've written songs for video games. They have billboards on Sunset Strip. They were voted, actually, Sunset Strip's top band. Laura V, the lead singer, she's already on tour all over the place, and they're doing great. So she was the first headliner we got with her band, L.A. Velvet. And we also have a reggae band called Dread Days, and they're going to have Alex Marley. He's from the Bob Marley family. He's going to be sitting in with their band and doing their set with them. And then we're having a rock and espanol band called Vim Fuhrer. And then we're having a bunch of assorted, you know, comedians and spoken word artists and different things like that to just fill up the night. And then on the outside of the venue, we're going to have a major hip-hop radio station, 93.5 K-Day, which is the biggest hip-hop station in the L.A. area. And we're going to have food trucks outside, and we're going to have food. And we're working on getting booths, selling booths, you know, different organizations that help men, males, and, you know, different opportunities for young guys. We're still, you know, working on sponsors. We definitely need sponsors, especially like a T-shirt sponsor. That would really help to have somebody donate some merchandise, you know, with our logo on it. If you know any T-shirt printers, if anybody knows any T-shirt printers, we're looking for that. Like I said, we're looking for sponsors. We're looking, you know, whatever we can. But, yeah, the benefit concert is to continue the cycle of Male Abuse Awareness Week. We hope to do events in Chicago in 2013. So that's our goal. You know, the community events is part of what we do. They're not fundraisers. They are meant to bring the community and teach them about the cause. So we've got to continue that with more events. And we also want to hire a grant writer. And I'd like to hire another person here in my office to help out, you know, just with all the insanity. So I'm trying to create a few jobs. If you want to see the concert, you can actually go to helpforguys.org, which I know you're going to repeat at the end of the show. But we're going to have a link, and they're going to be streaming the concert live. If you cannot attend the concert, we really could use the donations. A lot of things to keep male abuse awareness going.
Well, you mentioned looking for sponsors and donations, that sort of thing. If someone wants to get involved, how do they do that?
They can go to helpforguys.org, H-E-L-P, the number 4guys.org. We have a Facebook page, Male Abuse Awareness Week, December 1 through 8. It's a Facebook page. We have an event page for the December 1st concert. There's a million ways to get a hold of me, plunafoundation.org, to send me an email. But on helpforguys.org, they can just click on the PayPal link, use their credit card, just make a donation, or you could send a check to the P Luna Foundation, that's P period, Luna, L-U-N-A, and then Foundation, that's P.O. Box 523, San Bruno, S-A-N, and that's two words, Bruno, B-R-U-N-O, California, 94066. So any way you want to do that, you can even, there's even a link to donate on Facebook. There's lots of ways to get to us.
So mainly they should be able to type in Male Abuse Awareness Week or the P. Luna Foundation and go to any of those sites that you mentioned and be able to find some information about how to get involved or how to watch the concert on December 1st.
Yes.
All right. Is there anything else that you wanted to cover before we let you go?
Wanted to give a shout-out to my hometown. How y'all doing? And I wanted to thank you, all the people who've been supporting this in the past. You know, get back in touch with me. Let's talk. Let's see how we can build the cause. And I hope to see a lot of, you guys in Illinois coming up. I want you to come up to Chicago next year, come to the concert. So, just keep that in mind for next year.
All right. Well, we'll definitely look forward to Chicago in 2013. And make sure that everybody visits helpforguys.org for more information on how to get involved with Male Abuse Awareness Week this December 1st through 8th, and that concert on December 1st. Remember, they'll be live streaming that, and if you're not able to make it out to California, be sure to watch on the website, maybe donate the price of a ticket or something through one of those donation buttons that we mentioned before. Barbara Ochoa, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me, Andrew.
All right. This has been Andrew Dudich with WITY for Profile.